1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 through 16. Mike read it, and Leon also read it, but it's good to read it again. So it says, moreover, hang on, that's 2 Peter. I apologize. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. What does it truly mean to be holy? The Greek word for holy in this passage is hagios. Hagios can be defined as a most holy thing, a saint, sacred, or set apart. As Christians, we are called to be set apart just as Jesus was. Well, how can we be set apart like Jesus was? Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of, we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. One way that we can be holy is through resisting temptation. The Hebrews writer points out that even though he was our great high priest from above, Jesus still experienced the same feelings of weakness that we do. He was tempted in the same way that we are tempted, yet he remained sinless. Look at Hebrews chapter 7, verses 26. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. The Hebrews writer refers to Jesus as undefiled, separate from sinners, and holy. To be holy, we must be separate from sinners. To be separate from sinners, we must be undefiled. Now turn, if you will, in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 22. Chapter 2, verses 21 through 22. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. In chapter 1, Peter was telling us to be Christ-like in our holiness. Here in chapter 2, he is telling us to be Christ-like by sinning not. To be holy is to resist temptation and be sinless. If we are able to resist temptation and sin, we find ourselves separate from sinners. We find ourselves separate from the world. Turn to John chapter 17, verses 14 through 19. I have given them thy word, and the word hath hated them, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. The Greek word for sanctified here in this passage is hagiazo. Hagiazo is the verb form of hagios. Hagiazo literally means to separate from profane things and to dedicate to God. Jesus is calling us to separate ourselves from the world and dedicate our lives to God through the truth. Just as Jesus was, we are to be in the world, but not of the world. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21 says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. When we are truly in this world, but not of this world, we set our treasures in heaven and our affections on things above. To be true Christians, we cannot follow the world and put our affections on earthly treasures. As I close, I would like to remind everyone that even though we must strive to be as holy as Christ, we are not perfect as he was. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." There will be many struggles throughout our lives on the pathway of righteousness. When times get hard and we struggle to see the light at the end of the path, we must remember the tools God has given us to help combat evil and remain holy. As Christians, we are able to speak directly to God through prayer. He is the one who created all things. There is nothing too great or small to tell him. I find it very uplifting when I tell him my heartaches and my struggles. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Another tool we have been given to combat evil and remain holy is the Word of God. It is the words of life. It tells us the solution to every problem we could ever have. And lastly, we have our Christian fellowship. We are not alone in this world of sin and death. We have brothers and sisters in Christ who have the same goal and often face the same struggles. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." Jesus showed us the pattern of holiness, and it has all been recorded for us in the Bible. It is imperative that we, as followers of Christ, be holy as he was holy. If you are here and you have not obeyed the gospel and would like to, there are good, strong brethren here who would be happy to help you. If you are a Christian and feel that you have not been living holy, we would be happy to pray for you. Whatever your need may be, come as together we stand and sing.